You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic freaking episode of Ask Drone You. I am your lovely host with flowing golden locks of love, Lee Hare. And welcome to today's show.
Yes, welcome. And I'm Rob, and I don't have the lovely flowing locks. I could probably grow a pretty nice rat tail.
Wow. Please don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip that. Anyways, thank you for being with us today. We do appreciate it. This is episode 778. Still freaks me out that I'm saying numbers that high. And so thankful that you guys are still hanging with us.
In case you weren't aware, Rob is afraid of success. So let's just get that out of the way. All right? But anyway, those of you who...
I'm not really sure what to do with that. That is not true, by the way. Love success.
You're afraid of success because you can't handle the high numbers. So anyway, I was just kidding. Long story short, thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. If you haven't left us a review, please do so. We greatly appreciate that as the reviews keep coming in. One person said, these clowns are pretty funny, but also the information they give is pretty spectacular.
These clowns are... Well, you know what? If the shoe fits, if the funny nose fits.
Anyway, today's question is brought to you by our friends at the Drone U community.
I had not seen that.
Yes, this is the group I was talking about in the last show.
That's funny.
Anyway, if you want to become a part of the community, if you want exclusive access to 29 classes because you love the information you hear here, you love the detail of information, what if you could have all that information organized, available wherever you are, available to watch and train wherever you fly? Well, that's the beauty of Drone U. 29 classes, exclusive access to all of them. In addition, you get access to the Drone U community, a Facebook page built specifically for people like you, people who are willing to grow, they're willing to learn, they're willing to be motivated and inspired. You can get your questions answered a lot faster in the Drone U community, but otherwise, you can ask them here. Now, if you're not a part of that community, I would recommend you become a part of it very soon because you are missing out. This is Drone U. So check it out, droneu.education. Anyway, let's play the question.
Hey, Paulie, Rob, Kevin, New Jersey. I had a question about mapping platforms, basically a customizable one. I'd be getting away from using something that is a DJI product. I was researching, looking into frames, maybe reusing my old NASA V2M flight controller, Futaba remote control. And I see now that there's this gimbal, Storm 3, that looks like it can... I basically could put my Sony A6500 on it and have three-axis gimbal stabilization. So, sounds good and all, but I really haven't been able to put together a whole platform that gives me the versatility that, you know, a DJI Phantom 4 out of the box can do, with being able to put a Pix4D app on there and then just do an automated mapping, data acquisition, mission, and stuff like that. I don't see how you do that when you're using a, you know, like a Spectrum or a Futaba or any other type of remote control and controlling the UAV and the gimbal that way. If you have any insight on how to pull that off, I'd love to hear about it, because I really like to do it. You know, getting a cheaper way to put an APS-C sensor or full frame sensor in the air sounds awesome, but to be honest with you, I haven't been able to find products on there and engineer something that allow me to do basically everything an Inspire 2 or a Phantom 4 could do. So let me know. Thanks.
Thank you, Ken, coming in with a great question. As always, wow. First of all, astronew.com, if you have a great question like Ken seems to have a ton of, how would you set this up?
Well, I think the title of this podcast should be The Things That You Learn When You Buy a Drone. Step number one, DJI really knows what the hell they're doing. Step number two, you are now minus 1,400 engineers. So it's you, one, versus 1,400.
Good point.
So the product that they can build versus what you can build is probably a little different.
Not to mention an R&D budget.
Huge R&D budget. Yeah. All right. So what are the things that you should know? I mean, really, the title for this should literally be Building a Drone, What You Learn and Why You Buy DJI.
That's funny.
You should write this down.
No, I think it's funny that you're talking about the title like on the show. So,
well, it's really interesting to me because, I mean, you know, first of all, Ken from New Jersey asked so many damn questions. I love it.
Oh, that's great. And they're good questions.
Yeah, they are actually like pretty stellar questions. You want to come host a show? I'm just kidding.
I've been replaced. Or have you been replaced?
Talking about me? Oh. You can stay here. I'm going to go travel. So anyway, no, it's a really good point because I think people really learn why, you know, the DJI systems are just absolutely spectacular. What it comes down to is, number one, ease of use. Number two, capability and culpability. So really what it's able to do, meaning most people build a drone, they're like, I just want to fly this camera. I want to fly an A7R Mark II. I want to put it on a gimbal. I want to put it on a bird. I want to be able to map with it. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. Well, in order to do mapping, in order to do video, in order to do live gimbal control with your finger type stuff, all the nice pretty things you get with the Phantom 4 out of the box, you can't do any of those things. They're all custom. Like literally, the best custom drone to build right now is an M600. Why? Because it works with a lot of mapping softwares. Hmm. It works with a Ronin MX. A Ronin MX is the only gimbal that you can get with finger control, like literally touch control of gimbal motion outside of any DJI drone. All right, our camera is going to be running out of space here soon, so we're going to have to make this quick. So when you buy a drone, you have all these things built into it. It's going to work with a bunch of different apps. It's going to work really, really well. It's going to give you a video signal. It's going to give you telemetry over the video. It's going to allow you to remotely take pictures via another camera. It's going to allow you to move the gimbal any way you want with the touch of your finger. If you're building your own drone, having all those things in one is almost impossible. It is possible, but it's almost impossible. It's going to take you a lot of work. So that being the question, what is the best drone to really build? I already said it. It's the M600, but I hate DJI's home build drones because you can pretty much get a Mimic version that's pretty much just as good for about a tenth of the price. Here's the thing. I love the M600. Why? Because if he's going to want to fly this big camera, he can have a Ronin MX gimbal, and guess what? It's all going to work with Pix 4D. He can do his mapping missions automated. Everything's automated. It's going to be fantastic. The issue is the cost of batteries. It's literally going to cost him $1,000 for every flight he wants to do. So, I mean, like, it's almost $900 plus tax and shipping for every set of batteries. Hmm. That's only going to, you know, with this camera setup, that's going to last him maybe like 18 minutes, 17 minutes. So $1,000 for every 18 minutes of flight.
Right. But obviously, you're going to get multiple uses out of those batteries.
That's the idea.
Obviously.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Rob.
But you're making a point. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So now that being said, if he really wants to have the integration of mapping softwares and whatnot, he's going to have to go M600. If he doesn't care about that and he wants mapping ability outside of DJI, outside of DJI's platform, the PixHawk is a great option. I don't personally like the PixHawk. It just always has so many damn issues, but you can build any drone with pretty much any gimbal and like plug in the power port into the PixHawk and have full gimbal control and get mapping missions through the Ardu Pilot system. Hmm. Now, that being said, he asked, he's like, should I just pull out my NASA MV2? I love NASA V2. I have one. I love it. I've literally taken Phantoms apart and pulled the NASA out of them so I can keep using them.
We've had that thing for a long time, too.
And I've built multiple drones with it, like rovers, you know, quadcopters, hexes, you know, what is it called? Octocopters, X8s.
Right.
I love it. The Wukong is by far the best. We have a Wukong here. We're planning on doing another build class for exactly what we're talking about right now. But the idea here, guys, is that you can build a really cheap drone. I mean, you can save a lot of money, but you're not going to have the convenience to travel with it. You're not going to have the convenience to literally use different applications to do mapping. You're going to be very limited on your gimbal control. You're going to be very limited on your camera control. All of those controls that you have on the ground through DJI has really come out of nowhere. I mean, we didn't have this 4 or 5 years ago. When you had a Phantom 1, you had your remote, and he had a GoPro, and there was no gimbal. And that was 2012. You know what I mean? Like not that long ago.
So fast, yeah.
So you really have to think about not only what you're building and the money that you're saving, but how much time are you going to save in the field? What are you really going to be capable of doing? I can't tell you how many people nowadays are selling their S900s and S1000s because they're like, I just don't see the need for an S1000 anymore. I mean, literally the software engineer from Honeywell, their UAS division, Andrew Baker, he's like, I'm trying to get rid of my S1000. I can't find a buyer for it. Which I find fascinating because anyone who's in really, really high-end mapping, which he's in a city that really needs it. In fact, our biggest mapping clients come out of Phoenix. You know, that system could be really, really useful because it also doesn't have any geofencing.
Sure.
Wukong M, NASA V2, no geofencing. So now, and also the NASA MV2 or the V2M, whatever, you can actually remove everything from that flight controller. It's very easy. Put it in developer mode and get some really cool stuff out of it.
So do I hear you saying just kind of discourage him from going down this road, but if you're going to use the M600?
If you're
going to
go down this road, the easiest thing for your business is going to be an M600. The easiest thing on your wallet is going to probably be, I would say, an S1000 because they're $14.99 on Amazon right now. Or you can go to helipal.com. And when you go to helipal.com, you can get the Terret X8, or excuse me, the octocopter. Pretty much the same thing. $599. Yep, $599.
Bit of a savings.
Just a little bit. But again, the capability, the things you learn when you're building your own drone is that you don't have all the controls on the ground. You don't have all the capability of using your vehicle. You run into kinks and little issues all the time. Like, things just happen, you know?
Well, of course, the other question, the flip side of that is, how many of those things do you need? Like, how many of them are bells and whistles?
True.
That actually don't help you create a better deliverable.
True.
I don't know.
Well, with mapping, you definitely need some of that functionality. So anyway, we're going to leave you with that decision. Our camera is running out, so we're going to have to go to the next episode. But anyway, thanks for listening in, and thanks for writing a review. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.